Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies and agents from the FBI are asking for the public's help in identifying the masked suspect who robbed the Bank of America branch in McKinleyville on June 27th of last year. The suspect, described as an adult black male in his 30s, 5'9", 170 pounds, with a thin build and a mustache, walked into the bank armed with a handgun, jumped the counter, and placed money into a white trash bag before fleeing. Witnesses report the suspect, who was wearing a black hoodie, a white bandana across his mouth, and an aviator-style sunglasses, got into a white Cadillac Escalade or a white Nissan Xterra and fled the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle collision that sent two people to the hospital with serious injuries early Tuesday morning. 33-year-old Eureka resident Heidi Schubert was headed northbound on Highway 101 when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway where it collided with a tree. Schubert, who is being investigated for driving under the influence, and a passenger, 32-year-old David Risberg of Arcata, suffered major injuries. Schubert suffered second-degree burns and a fractured ankle, and Risberg suffered a head injury and a collapsed lung. And both were airlifted to the hospital, Schubert to UC Davis and Risberg to St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence in Burr Valley on Wednesday and discovered a large outdoor marijuana grow, processed bud, meth, and cash. Deputies arrested two Washington State residents at the site, 53-year-old Robert Gilcrease and 51-year-old Gene Gaddy, and both were booked on cultivation, possession, and possession for sale charges. Deputies pulled up more than 1,500 plants and confiscated $3,600 in cash, 3 ounces of meth, and drug sales paraphernalia. A scientist from the Water Control Board was also on scene, and environmental charges will be filed, as well as violations of the Water Quality Control Act. Mendocino County is finding this a busy time for pot busts. 5 people from Willits and Ukiah have been arrested and booked on various cultivation, possession, and probation violation charges. State Fish and Wildlife, the federal DEA, and county officials raided an area on Black Hawk Drive in Willits. The result of the 8 search warrants is seizure of 2,300 plants, 200 pounds of processed bud, and 1 firearm. They arrested 5 people and booked them into the Mendocino County Jail. Other suspects have been identified, and more arrests are in the works. The city of Eureka has finished installing emergency vehicle preemption equipment at the traffic signals across the city. The equipment will allow fire apparatus to change the traffic signal to green as they approach an intersection and allow civilian vehicles and pedestrians to clear the roadway. The green light preemption signals will allow for faster response times and make it easier for emergency crews to get safely through the intersections while responding to an emergency call. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the Board of Supervisors continues to hammer out a budget, the issue of public safety is undoubtedly a focal point of their discussions. Residents have voiced their concerns regarding public safety, and law enforcement agencies are struggling to crack down on crime with limited resources. On Wednesday, Supervisor Rex Bone appeared on Talk Shop and discussed the importance of expanding the Humboldt County Jail.
Our expansion of the jail is 50 beds or 45 beds, but the big thing is it allows mental health and Bill Damiano's department to be on site to transition some of these people. Because, I mean, the big thing is so it doesn't become a habit, it just becomes a bump in the road for them, and they come out of there with some sort of a, not a job skill, but at least the ability to go look for a job and overcome what they're doing.
Bone reiterated the importance of mental health treatment as well.
It's kind of amazing when you talk to people that have survived their mental health issues and become perfectly normal parts of society because they had the proper treatment and medication in some places. Sometimes it's just treatment. Sometimes it's just getting over a state of depression and everything else. But if we don't get to them, they just keep on spiraling, and then we've lost them.
During their Tuesday morning meeting, the supervisors discussed the possibility of adding a countywide revenue measure on the November 4th ballot. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.